Good morning and welcome back to Bond Vigilantes TV. I'm joined today by Saul Casadio, credit analyst at M&G. Saul, good morning and thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Carlo. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to focus today on Italy, being both of us Italians, as there has been a lot of volatility in Italian assets so far this year. We have seen spread for Italian BTPs rising by more than 150 basis points. So effectively, they are now trading as junk bonds. But it was interesting also to see that over this period of time, Italian corporates have been far more resilient than Italian government bonds, with a few exceptions. And most of these exceptions are all concentrated in a sector that is key for the Italian economy, and a sector that you're covering, of course. I'm talking about the construction sector. What is really going on here?
Well, Carlo, the construction sector in Italy is going through a deep crisis. If you look at the recent performance of bonds issued by Italian construction companies, you can see that there has been an acceleration in recent time. This has nothing to do with the new governments, even though optically you might see some correlation. What's going on in the market is effectively a reassessment of the default risk of these issuers, triggered by company-specific events. However, if you look at the bigger picture, this has been a slow-burning crisis, which has its roots in the global financial crisis and the fiscal adjustment, or austerity, if you want to call it this way, that the country has been through since then.
Okay, but what's the link between austerity and the construction sector?
Well, one of the consequences of austerity has been a 60% drop in infrastructure spending over the last 10 years. And this is because politically, this was the path of least resistance in order to cut expenditure. And this has hit particularly hard Italian construction issuers. Effectively, austerity has been a double whammy for the sector. First, with the collapse of their domestic market, they've been forced to move into other countries in order to plug the revenue gap. Sometimes high-risk countries like Venezuela and Turkey, where in the end they have lost money. Second, not only the government has cut infrastructure spending, but has also delayed its payments for the same reason, to improve its own budget. And this has resulted in higher working capital needs, which in turn led to higher net debt and limited free cash flow generation, which is exactly the reasons why the market is concerned about these names.
Okay, but is this something happening only in Italy, or do you see a similar theme also abroad?
Well, no, we have seen similar crises developing in those countries that have seen a collapse of their construction domestic market since the global financial crisis. So not only Italy, but also Spain. We've seen a couple of defaults of Spanish issuer in the last few years. It's also fair to say that we don't have any Greek construction name in the bond market.
Okay. And coming back to Italy, I mean, we now have a new government in place and they are planning to increase spending. Is this something that could potentially be positive for this sector?
Well, as a bond investor, my opinion is that the new government is actually an additional negative for the sector. The M5 star movement, the government's main stakeholder, has been quite vocal in its opposition to large infrastructure projects because they effectively see them as a waste of public money and environmentally unfriendly. So it's hard to see a positive scenario for large infrastructure projects under the current government, and clearly also for the companies that depend on them.
Okay, so pretty negative overall, but are there any hopes maybe for this sector going forward?
Well, no doubt there's a construction problem in Italy. In my view, there are two possible solutions. The first one, which is unlikely for the reasons that I've mentioned before, would be an increase in infrastructure spending. The second one, which in my view is less unlikely, but at the same time difficult to execute, would be a consolidation among the sector in order to create a national champion able to compete on a level playing field with other large construction groups.
Okay, thanks, Saul. Very insightful. Thanks for your time today. And just in conclusion, so the Italian construction sector, it is definitely something to monitor closely going forward, as it represents a big part of the Italian GDP. But in the shorter term, here are a couple of things related to Italy investors should really pay attention to. First, a rating review. We heard already from Moody's over the weekend that they downgraded Italy to a BBB-, so very close to a yield, very close to junk bonds. But over the next few days, we will always hear from Standard & Poor's, and while it seems unlikely at the moment, they might downgrade Italy into high yield. And if this is the case, then you will see many investors selling Italian assets in the market. The second thing to look at will be what the European Commission will decide over the Italian budget. Will they accept it or will they reject it? At the moment, a rejection seems most likely. Well, this is it from our side. Thanks for tuning in and have a nice day.